Gaza is waking up this morning counting its dead and injured after another night of rocket attacks from Israel. Gaza health officials say 43 people died overnight. And as Hamas continues to fire rockets into Israel, a Hamas commander has rejected suggestions that they're ready for a ceasefire. Mohammed Daif says his soldiers were eager for death. We'll be getting reaction from the United States later, but first let's go to Gaza, where we can talk to Mohammed Al-Sharif. He's a humanitarian aid worker with Global Communities. Mohammed Al-Sharif, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what's been happening there overnight?
From where I live, the artillery shelling have not stopped. And most likely you may hear something during this small conversation. So far, 250,000 people have been displaced in desperate need of assistance and counting.
Is there electricity where you are? Is there any electricity in Gaza at the moment after the power plant being hit in the last day or two?
No, we have been living without electricity for the last 48 hours. So no electricity, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be on for a while. So most of us are trying to survive on whatever we have from UBSs and so on.
What other infrastructure has been hit?
So far, the electricity, the sewage treatment stations that has been hit, some of the communication lines have been hit. We're many things like most importantly the electricity right now that is affecting everybody.
Where can help come from at this stage? There is some electricity, I gather, coming across the border from Israel, but for other supplies, for medicine, for water, can it get in and out of the strip at this stage?
Now, let me just correct that. We have 10 lines, electricity, power lines coming from Israel. So far, 8 out of 10 has been cut down or destroyed. With regards to medicine, yes, there are supplies coming in, but with the thousands of injured people, hardly hospitals, and the Ministry of Health is hardly surviving or managing the resources that they have.
Mohammed, for the 250,000 people, as you said, who have been displaced from their homes, and for those who are continuing to leave their homes because they're being told that rockets are on their way, where are they going? Because the UN shelters, we're being told, are pretty much full.
The majority of these 200,000 are currently staying at UN shelters, UN schools. Situation over there are extremely tragic. Other families currently seeking refuge in public buildings, public schools. And some of them are staying in private properties and trying to find a safe place to sit in.
This is not the first time, of course, that there has been an Israeli offensive on Gaza in recent years. How long are people expecting this to last?
This is a very difficult question to answer. Nobody have an expectation when this will last. People try to live day by day, just survive every moment, try to stay safe. So this is our concerns. We cannot see where this is going to end or how it's going to end.
Mohammed Al-Sharif, a humanitarian aid worker with Global Communities, thank you very much for speaking to us from Gaza this morning. We'll have more on this story later.